Riverside Locker Room Chat continuing tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman, we got Tyler Herbster on the horn with us, the Cyclones boys coach, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Coach, it's been a fantastic season for you guys. We'll dive into the sub-state tournaments, you know, here in a moment. But, you know, back-to-back wins here, so a little momentum going into this sub-state tournament opener against Royal Valley on Friday, which we'll talk about here momentarily. But a 14-win regular season. You guys go 14-5, double-digit wins in the league. Just a fantastic season for you guys. How would you assess this 24-25 regular season?
Yeah, honestly, this is kind of expected. You know, this is kind of where I expected us to end up a little bit, especially not having any seniors that, you know, that on in our top nine rotation right now. I knew this was kind of a year to really try to go out there and find some success with no seniors. Then, you know, hopefully next year we come back and have a extremely good season. So, I thought our kids are playing. I'm really happy that we're playing our best basketball here at the end of the year. I hate when I feel like we didn't get better in the last few weeks, but, you know, ending the season with wins versus Troy and wins versus Hiawatha that are pretty good quality opponents, I honestly think that's now helped us to hopefully make a little push in the postseason, or maybe even open our guys' eyes up to how good, you know, we could be when we are when we play really well. So I don't know. Overall, I'm pretty happy with the way the seasons went. I hope we can play our best basketball here in sub-state, but Royal Valley is a tough team. If we get past them, we got another tough team. We haven't fared real well against the other 3A schools, but I also not sure we were playing our best basketball like we are right now.
Let's highlight a few players. You mentioned those seniors, which is even crazy to think about how good you guys have been here in the regular season. So maybe some guys that have stepped up for you, maybe exceeded your expectations in the preseason.
Yeah, you know, we had Beckham Griffin and Tyzel have been playing, Tyzel Harrington have been playing varsity basketball since they were freshmen, and in their freshman and sophomore year, they got to see the really high quality Big Seven opponents, and they kind of realized how tough and physical and aggressive you have to be. And so those two have really been kind of guys that we've had to lean on at a young age. And Beckham's been about as consistent as can be all year. And he can kind of get inside and be physical and guard the post really well. And he's also got enough skills to run around the perimeter. So pretty happy overall with him, and kind of we get the same play out of him night in and night out. And Tyzel and Braxton McCoy these last two games. Braxton's a new kid to our program this year, and he's kind of taken on his role. And now Tyzel and Braxton have really picked up the scoring in these last two games. I think Braxton's almost, you know, getting a double-double. I think he had 16-10 against Hiawatha, and he's a little guard that has a lot of bounce and spring and a lot of energy. So I really like that. And Isaac Chenoweth is our center that can kind of extend out and knock down some three-pointers. And Maddox Mears has also played quality minutes for us since he was a freshman. And now we have Mason Hayes that's currently in the starting lineup, and he gets out there and he wants to guard the other team's best player and wants to get after it on defense. So he's really setting the tone. And finally, we kind of have a sophomore guard in Keegan Hughes who, you know, put up some big games at the freshman level. I think he had a couple games of 30-plus points when he was a freshman in the Big Seven. And so we've leaned on him to be our leading scorer early on. But overall, night in and night out, I three or four different kids usually get into double figures with us, and I'm just kind of really happy that we can all shoot, we can all finish, we can all rebound, and we can all play defense. So it's made it really nice for me as a coach.
Well, your thoughts on the sub-state tournament, the brackets, and the opponents, you know, in Royal Valley as a whole, the 215, Santa Fe Trail, ACCHS, 710, that's Wellsville, who is actually the defending Class 3A state champions. They get Prairie Le Compton. You guys, of course, hosting Royal Valley, and then the other side, your half of the bracket, Bishop Ward and West Franklin. Your thoughts on the sub-state bracket as a whole, and then your opponent for Friday night in Royal Valley?
You know, I think top to bottom, I mean, I know we played Sabetha, and they're a pretty good basketball team, and they're sitting in the eighth seed. So right there, that tells me how tough of a sub-state this is going to be. And I think Wellsville beat some of the top teams as well, and St. Mary's and Silver Lake and finished towards the top of the Big East League. So overall, I think it's pretty tough. I'm pretty excited that we get to play, if we get the opportunity to play a second game, that we get to play them at home. We seem to play a lot better at home. And, you know, when I watch Royal Valley and look at Royal Valley, I'm pretty sure they've almost returned their entire starting five from last year. And outside of their extremely tough league, they've pretty much beat every team they played outside of their league. And so, definitely not taking those guys lightly. And I know they have a good coach and have a good game plan for us, but, gonna be tough, but I'm glad we're sitting there in the three seed, and I'm glad we get to host a couple games if possible.
There it is. Riverside Boys basketball coach Tyler Herbster, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. 14-5 here in the regular season for Riverside. Their sub-state tournament starts Friday night, 7 o'clock at home against Royal Valley out of the Big East League. Coach, again, can't thank you enough for the time all year. Really appreciate the few minutes you give us each and every week, and good luck here in the sub-state tournament.
No problem. I appreciate you guys following us and what you guys do for all the teams around here.